Hello, my name is Tim Buss and welcome to this AAT podcast on VAT registration. In this podcast, I will be explaining all aspects of VAT registration. It is vital that new or expanding businesses register at the correct time. It is normally a business's first contact with the VAT side of HM Revenue and Customs, known as HMRC, and introduction to the wonderful world of VAT. Advisors, too, need to be aware of the registration rules. It should be noted that it is the person or legal entity which has to be registered, not the business. The VAT registration then encompasses all the activities of the entity concerned. Compulsory registration. The compulsory registration threshold increased to 67,000 with effect from 1st of April 2008. The threshold normally increases each year by approximately £2,000. A business has to register for VAT in the UK if either the value of taxable supplies has exceeded the threshold in the last 12 months or the value is expected to exceed the threshold in the next 30 days. Taxable supplies are transactions subject to the standard, lower or zero rate. The value of goods received from other member states in the EU, known as acquisitions, and certain services received from abroad have also to be included when calculating turnover for VAT registration purposes. The sale of capital assets is excluded, with the exception of property where the option to tax has been exercised. For new businesses and those approaching the threshold, it is vital to register from the correct date. The turnover needs to be monitored monthly. Application for registration has to be made within 30 days following the end of the month in which the turnover for that month and the previous months, up to 11, exceeded the threshold. The effective date will be the first day of the following month. For example, if the turnover exceeded at the 30th of June, the application should be submitted during July. The effective date will be 1st of August. Once a business has been trading for 12 months without exceeding the limit, it is necessary to add a month and drop the earliest month each time in order to calculate turnover for registration purposes. The main problem is that businesses do not monitor turnover monthly as a matter of course, but leave the details to accountants at the end of the year. This could be too late and expensive if notification should have been made earlier in the year. VAT has to be accounted for from the effective date, and HMRC may impose a penalty. Accountants should encourage affected clients to monitor turnover monthly. There is a second rule governing when to register, which affects larger businesses and those contemplating large transactions. The rule is that if it is expected that the threshold will be breached in the next 30 days alone, then registration has to be applied for on day one and will take effect immediately. This rule means that new businesses with a turnover in excess of currently 67,000 a month will need to register from the outset. Also, if, say, a business is selling a new commercial property, it will need to register in advance of the sale in order to catch the transaction. If a person takes over a business as a going concern, then it is necessary to take into account the taxable sales of the previous owner to determine if registration is required. If these sales have exceeded the limit, the new owner must register for VAT from the day he takes over the business. Voluntary registration. There are situations when it is in the interests of the business to be registered, even where the turnover has not exceeded the threshold. Any business has the right to VAT registration regardless of the turnover of the business concerned. Some examples are as follows. A business is making wholly or mainly zero-rated transactions. In this case, the business would not have to charge VAT on all or most of its income, but could benefit from input tax recovery on costs and overheads. A business is making all or most of its transactions to other VAT-registered businesses. Any VAT charge could be recovered by customers, that is, the VAT position would be neutral, but the business could benefit from input tax recovery. Another reason is that VAT registration would disguise the fact that the business is small from customers and competitors. A business incurring significant amounts of VAT on capital expenditure could benefit from input tax recovery and will be advised to register straight away regardless of the level of turnover. Intending trader registration. This is another type of voluntary registration. It is common practice for businesses to incur large amounts of expenditure before making any taxable transactions. Examples are house builders and businesses where some research and development is required. In such cases, businesses can register for VAT in advance of making taxable sales. HMRC will look closely at intending trader applications. They need to be convinced that there is a genuine intention to trade and make taxable supplies. Businesses need to provide HMRC with as much evidence of intention to trade as possible, for example, planning permission or correspondence from potential suppliers or customers. Cash flow or business forecasts should be provided if available. HMRC will want to know the likely date by which trading will commence. Exemption from registration. There is scope for a business with a turnover exceeding the threshold to request exemption from registration if HMRC can be convinced that the business is wholly making zero-rated supplies and would therefore always be repayment if registered for VAT, or the business is making mainly zero-rated supplies and even though there are some supplies at standard rate, the business would still be in a net repayment position. Exception from registration. If a business has exceeded the threshold due to one-off or unusual transactions, it is still necessary to notify HMRC. However, if HMRC are satisfied that the turnover will be under the deregistration limit, which is normally about £2,000 under the registration threshold, then the business will be granted exception from registration. Application for registration. An application for VAT registration must be made on form VAT1. In the case of a partnership registration, the VAT1 has to be accompanied by a VAT2. Applications can be made by post or online. There are severe delays in processing registration applications. As a result, and in an effort to improve registration processing times, HMRC has changed the balance of work undertaken by the various registration offices. The changes made were effective from 1st of October 2007 and are as follows. Wolverhampton office is the principal processing office for all VAT registrations in the UK. All postal applications should be made to Wolverhampton. VAT 68, applications for the flat rate scheme, VAT grouping and annual accounting should go to Grimsby office. Aberdeen remains the overseas business registration office. Online applications should go to the appropriate office, that is Carmarthen, Grimsby, Newry and Wolverhampton, depending on where the business is situated. When satisfied with the application, HMRC will send a certificate of registration to the principal place of business, confirming the effective date, the registration number, the date on which the first VAT accounting period ends, and the length of future VAT periods. A business must start keeping records and charging VAT from the date it knows it has to be registered. Charging and recovering VAT. Where invoices have to be issued after the effective date of registration, but before receipt of the VAT number, a business must not show VAT as a separate item. However, it can invoice for a VAT inclusive amount and explain to any VAT registered customers that it will issue VAT invoices at a later date, that is, on receipt of the VAT registration number. Once confirmation of the VAT number has been received, the necessary VAT invoices must be issued within 30 days. VAT can be claimed on costs incurred prior to registration. The rules for making a claim depend on whether the costs relate to goods or services. VAT on the cost of goods can be claimed provided the goods are on hand when the business becomes registered and that the goods have been purchased within the last 3 years. VAT on the cost of services can be recovered provided the services were acquired within 6 months of the VAT registration date have not been supplied by the business before the registration date. That is, the services have not been recharged. Conclusion. The following planning points should be considered. 1. The level of taxable sales should be monitored monthly. 2. A transferee taking over a business as a going concern must take account of the turnover of the previous owner. 3. To make VAT accounting simpler, it may be worthwhile selecting VAT return periods to coincide with the business's financial year. 4. Identify opportunities to reclaim input tax on goods on hand and services received in the 6 months prior to VAT registration. 5. Consider if voluntary registration is worthwhile if training level is below the compulsory registration threshold. I hope this podcast has been useful. I'm Tim Buss. Thanks for listening.